Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle, and as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, in easy, convenient to listen to podcast form. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, buddy.
You doing okay?
Yeah, better than last week.
Oh, boy.
Last week, we had Ben Youngerman on, and I had also thrown up a bunch that day. I feel like they were related. Because Ben's trash.
Sure.
But we have the opposite of Ben today. Because he's tall. Mm-hmm. You do also have a mustache, but also a beard. And also, you're not my nemesis. You're my friend. Everybody, it's Kirk Griffith.
Oh, man. Oh, what's going on, Glenn Jung? Man. Hope you guys are doing well and such on this wonderful Tuesday evening.
I like the part of podcasts where we have to pretend we weren't just talking to each other for like
Yeah,
five
we were
minutes.
Talking for several minutes about tortillas and Kirk not seeing the link to join the chat.
Yeah, that's journalism right there. Mm-hmm. Do you think Dan Rather, like when he goes on air or when he went on air, he was like, well, before we get into the news, guess what I was just telling Stacey? No, we're professionals. So yeah, the audience, they're going to have to deal with it.
I mean, I would posit, wow, that is a hot take and I'm here for it. I kind of wish Dan Rather did that, though. Like, that would have probably got me watching the news more.
Yeah, it would be nice once in a while. He just, like, gave a shout-out to, like, his favorite barber or whatever. But, you know, it's whatever. Instead, he talked about Kuwait.
He sure did. A couple weeks ago, I decided that it sounds like Dan Rather's tweets all, for some reason, I read them in my head in the voice of Uncle Deadly, the scary-looking Muppet. Who in like later iterations has become like Miss Piggy's catty wardrobe guy. And you should do that. If you follow Dan Rather on Twitter, just also have like a picture of Uncle Deadly next to it. And then when he's like, the president did a bad thing. You're like, that's
fine. Well, I have his Twitter account. Dude loves a retweet. I'll tell you that much. Oh, good God, reeling these retweets down.
Yeah,
okay.
A good thing in Twitter is you can turn people's ability to retweet things off for you specifically. Like, I probably did that to Dan Rather. If you retweet too much, I take that away from you.
Here, I have a Dan Rather tweet, and Glenn, if you would humor us, I would love for you to repeat back this tweet in that voice.
I don't know if I have a good Uncle Deadly in me, but I'll give it a shot.
All right. So it's, I can't believe it's been 20 years. What a moment in history. We'll just leave it at that. It's about HBO. So,
so probably
it's been about True Detective.
Yeah. I don't know. So just, I can't believe it's been 20 years. What a moment in history.
Oh, I can't believe it's been 20 years. What a moment in history. That's not him at all, man. I mean, not a voice guy.
But it was better than I think everyone was expecting.
I did actually try. Like,
yeah, it was. I think it had. It had heart. It had heart. It had a different rhythm and timbre than your normal speaking voice.
Look, was it a mistake to bring up this Uncle Deadly tweet thing? Sure, but I did my best.
You didn't sound like Beaker.
No.
So there you go. You got the. That's like, you know, a lot of people assume Beaker. And that's, you didn't do that. So there you go.
Okay, I should have gone Beaker. You're right.
Usually a safe bet. Well,
which famous TV newsman's tweets do you read in Beaker's voice?
Oh, man. Damn, who do I follow news-wise? I don't think I follow any particular
I follow
person.
Dan Rather specifically for this Uncle Deadly thing.
I kind of resent a lot of journalism. Not to say that they're all bad, and most of them are actually very good and talented. I just find it hard to. I don't have a go-to person. I'd say my last go-to person, and it wasn't particularly for the news, was probably like listening to WTF with Mark Maron. That's probably like
famously newsy podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like he touches on things, but he mainly talks about the cats and his comedy.
You get news about his garage and stuff.
I got some insight on anger, so that was always interesting, but less so the news. Maybe like Seth Meyers, maybe.
He could probably do a solid Beaker. I'm trying to think of which Muppet Seth Meyers would be?
Oh, man. Yeah, a little bit of Kermit in him. He's very...
He's a little bit of Kermit, yeah.
Unassuming.
Like, hey-o, it's me, Seth Meyers. Welcome to my show.
Pretty good Kermit.
I do.
Yeah. That's come up on the show before.
I was just hoping I had a chance to do it, and I didn't have to force it in there.
Perfect. Yeah. Well,
Let's get down to business.
Yeah.
What are we doing? The whole point of this podcast. So, Kirk.
Yo.
We gave you the assignment of coming up with our topic for tonight. What we are going to rewrite the Wikipedia page for.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What are we doing? What Wikipedia page?
Yeah,
are we going to fix up and do it upright?
I don't know if you guys are actually going to edit the page. But it could be helpful, and I genuinely don't know a lot about this topic. It's Halloween. Things are getting a little spooky. People are getting freaked out. People are throwing stuff at kids and all that stuff. I wanted to stay like in the realm of kind of scary, something kind of ominous, something that could be a bit bothersome. That's why I chose for this topic, urinary tract infections, UTIs. I always hear about them.
Sure.
I think I may have had them once or twice, shout out to antibiotics or whatever, but I would like to know a little bit more about UTIs and perhaps how I can detect UTIs, let alone prevent them.
Well, I think detect is that's easy.
Mm-hmm. I gotta stop though before we dive into some sweet urinary tract talk. what are people throwing at children during Halloween? Like you said, it's candy. Scary, and people are throwing things at children. Yeah, but candy's not scary.
No, but those were two separate thoughts. Halloween is scary, and people throw things at children.
It could be a scary situation too. You're throwing candy at kids. People are throwing bricks at kids, man. People are getting repulsed by kids. They're like, oh, I don't want that. Throw condoms at them. cockroaches. Exactly.
Put that genie back in the bottle.
They try one Trojan at a time. Damn.
Do you think that's what Howie Mandel was doing with the rubber glove? We would like stretch it over his head.
Exactly.
He's trying to crawl back in there.
Yeah,
undo his own timeline.
Hey, I mean, Howie was right. We can't fault him right now.
I'm running a bit low on masks, so I have been using latex condoms to cover my face and protect the people. So I'm trying to do my part.
Gotta contain those droplets.
Trying. The reservoir helps.
UTIs.
Yeah.
Urinary tract infections. I think spooky urinary tract infections, you know.
Cats get these a lot, right? You got cats. Isn't that a common thing for cats?
Yeah, cats can.
Yeah, cats and women.
I mean, any living thing with a urinary tract can get that business infected.
Sure.
Have you two ever experienced this deadly condition called the UTI?
I don't think so. It's also not usually deadly.
What?
It is for cats. A blocked urinary tract for a cat will.
Those, I mean, that's deadly. Two different things.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my uncle died of a UTI.
Right, like I had, like if I have an ear infection, that doesn't mean like I have something lodged completely blocking my ear.
Do you have an ear infection right now?
No.
Yeah, are you okay, bud?
I'm praying.
No,
for
I'm
you.
Good this week.
Yeah, no thoughts, love.
Damn.
I don't need them. Get that's your filthy thoughts out of my face.
Do you have a will? It's important. You should have you have a family, so you probably have one. That's good. That's good. Which ear is going to kill you?
Neither of them. They're both feeling great.
Well, no, you don't need to. You don't need to be defensive here, man. We're here. Kirk and I are here for you.
I'm trying to make sure you know the difference between a urinary tract infection and something completely obstructing the urinary tract.
I mean,
that
it
would
feels
kill you too.
It feels a little bit like you're deflecting away from
from my non-existent ear infection.
Well, no, from your impending mortality. You know, it's not something anybody likes to face.
I don't think I'm going out via ear infection, though.
Well,
it's not a good look.
That's closed casket, probably.
Can you imagine you just want to try to stun on your coworkers? You get some new earrings, get your ears pierced, get an ear infection afterwards, and die. It's not a good look.
Well, that would be the infection of the wherever you get the hole.
Yeah, I'm the ear.
That's, but yo, it's not. You don't pierce the inner ear. That's where an ear infection is. It's in that.
Oh, shit. so we need to start saying inner ear infection to be completely right, Mr. Science.
Yeah.
Look, it's Kirk different. And I are worried about you.
If you have an ear infection, it's because you got bacteria inside your ear canal. If you pierce your ear and that piercing gets infected, you don't have an ear infection. You have a nasty hole.
Damn. I think it's kind of wild. So, yeah, I know, you know, when people get UTIs.
You're
going to
get different medicine.
So if you get an infection, like in a designated area, say, well, the track and urinary tract infection, that's like
the one
your,
we're doing.
Your whole abdomen out of it. Your whole front and top part of your body infected.
That's why the number one treatment for it is to cut people in half.
Mm,
just vivisect them and call it a day.
Glenn's like, oh, I know the word for that. Vivisection.
It's a magic lingo right there.
Honestly, I'm just happy you can hear us with only one active ear right now, Glenn.
Yeah, that's wild.
I don't like this bit where we pretend like I have an ear infection.
I forget which denial was last time,
and I'm not now.
Glenn, would you prefer to have a ear infection or a UTI?
Ooh, solid question.
Thank you.
I guess probably ear infection.
Okay.
Because then you just like take some Tylenol and get some drops in there, and then like maybe a heating pad, and you just take naps. And watch the monsters. UTI is like, that's your whole day.
You can't party.
You're right out of parties. Yeah. No way.
You can't party anymore without a UTI. You probably can't party
with an ear infection either. But
well, I mean, not with that.
Well, because you'd get dizzy.
Oh, yeah. Good vertigo and all that. I don't know, man. Between the two, I haven't had like a bad ear infection. I've had like mild UTIs. And you know, the UTIs, from my experience with them, they can burn. They can burn.
Yeah, that was my point about detection earlier. Like, you kind of know.
There's a bunch of other things too that burn. Like sometimes my pee just burns. Like if I'm like having something with like a lot of hot sauce, that may be some burning pee right there.
Wait, you have a lot of hot sauce, you urinate hot sauce?
It's diluted hot sauce, I guess, because it's like urine too. But yeah, it's like it's
I wonder how much of the capsaicin has to get absorbed.
What's your serving size of like hot sauce, Kirk? Like just at a meal, if you're gonna put hot sauce on something, is it a whole bottle?
Or is it a thing where you get it on your hands and you don't wash your hands properly before going to the bathroom confused about what's causing?
I'm experienced with the hot sauce. I use an average on anywhere from like 6 to 47 drops per meal.
How many Scoville units we talking?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't know what that is, but if I'm talking from the heart, I'm gonna say 5.
That's not very many.
Not many. That's not many at all. It's like water.
Okay, then I'm definitely not doing 5. Man, I'm pretty generous with the hot sauce. So much.
This has come up on the show before, but that's the scale for how hot foods are, and. Scoville, the guy who invented it and is named for it, the way it works is he would give test subjects like a bite of a pepper and they would chew it up, and then he had a spray bottle of a sugar water solution, and he would spray it in your mouth, and the number of times he had to spray it so that your mouth would feel better was how they did the scale.
That's insane, because there's like there are peppers that have like thousand, like they're
it
like
gets,
thousands.
I believe it gets multiplied.
Okay.
Because you could drown.
Because I was like, who's doing that?
Like, isn't the Carolina Reaper like 2 million on the Scoville scale?
Something like that,
2 million squirt bottle squirts in your mouth. Yeah. You'd be so sticky.
I'd be so annoyed. It's like I have this hot sensation in my mouth and some person's trying to spray me in the mouth afterward.
Spray you in the mouth.
I'm like, how did I? And this is the worst carnival I've ever been to. Why does this keep happening?
And why does this balloon on my head keep getting bigger?
Yeah,
it pops, and this child wins a prize.
I know we should be talking more about what we're supposed to be talking about, but
it's gross.
Kirk, I really want to ask the question: can you tell me a little bit about the best carnival you've ever been to? Because I would posit the best carnival that you've ever been to is really not that far away from the worst carnival you've ever been to?
Yeah, man. I went to a bad carnival last year. I didn't enjoy that one. In terms of best carnival, I went to go visit my cousin in Florida. My aunt and cousin lived in Florida, and it was always a bunch of random places like amusement parks, SeaWorld. We won't do that anymore. We'd go to different places, and they took me to a carnival. I didn't really remember that much, but I remember the sensation and feeling of being very happy. I'm going to say that was my favorite carnival.
Yeah, that's
I think how much you enjoy a carnival comes down almost entirely to your age.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a window between when you're tall enough to go on all the rides to when you start getting kicked off the rides for trying to do hand stuff with people.
Oh.
Like, that's the golden 2.5 years or whatever.
Wait, time out. Did Steph clap at that one?
Yeah, is your wife accusing, like looking at you with accusing glances? See, what we know, listeners, Kirk and I know, is that Glenn's wife is actually in the room with him while we're recording this episode.
She's in the building.
So he's talking about a lot of hand stuff right now, and we're just wondering if not that got her attention.
I said hand stuff once now, two times.
Hmm.
But she can't, I have headphones. She can't hear what you guys are saying, just what I'm saying.
I feel like the one nice thing.
I
mean,
I did say hand stuff. So.
You've been talking about hand stuff.
That's three times now.
A guy squirting you in the face and urinary tract infections. Like, that's what she's hearing you talk about right now.
You got to assume one's going to lead to the other, though.
Huh? I guess.
You got to watch them bad boys.
Well, here's my thing with hand stuff. The nice thing about it is that you can't get any sort of infections or diseases that way. A lot of times people,
Oh, you totally can, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, if like someone doesn't wash their hands and they have bacteria on their hands and they put their hands on your genitals, that bacteria is now on your genitals.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, that's probably a good way to get a UTI, actually.
Yeah, probably top 10.
You look, I wish everyone could see your face. You look like we just destroyed your world.
You're saying that if I meet a nice female lady, hit it off, we're in the Isle of Ross, and then we're like, we want to chat it up, we got to go to
Chipotle. Want to get undressed for less.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And then we're like, you know, we don't want to have intercourse because we don't want to risk the idea of pregnancy or, you know, getting some herpes and stuff. We want to do some hand stuff with each other.
Right, so you go to carnival, you find the most secluded ride, what gives you the most alone time. Maybe the Ferris wheel. You're at the top of that Ferris wheel.
Classic.
Yeah.
John.
Oh, my God.
This is no time for jokes right now. I'm talking about possibly getting diseases my whole life because I've been encouraging people to give me hand stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hand stuff is great. Just wash your hands, man. They just should wash their hands.
I think you're less likely... if you've got a peen, you're less to worry about unless
totally.
They try to do the thing at the end of it where like
yeah, get really descriptive for this part. Steph will appreciate it, bud. This is a very common thing. I know you're not super familiar with our podcast, Kirk, but a lot of times
that's a laugh attack.
Yeah, a lot of times Glenn thinks he's funnier than he actually is, and then we spend about 5 minutes dealing with this. We never edit it out.
Steph's
we just leave it.
Glenn talking and like describing that move, and Steph's gonna be like, "Why are you describing my signature move right now? What are you talking about?"
Oh man. Yeah, be careful. If it's not her move that you're describing, that's a problem in and of itself.
If at the end they do the thing where like. You're spraying the hose to make it go further. So you jam your thumb on the top.
Ew.
What?
Ew.
Man, Glenn.
What kind of ruined orgasm subcategory is that?
I'm not saying it's a good move.
It's like the opposite.
I'm just saying I think you'd be more likely to contract a UTI.
Did you learn about this in science school when you were like learning how to teach kids science? Like, where did this come from, Glenn?
Damn, that sounds like it has to be personal experience. I've never seen that as a gag in like one of those 80 teen movies.
No,
Glenn, that's a unique thing.
Glenn was like, I wonder if I can make my rocket a super soaker. I gotta build up some pressure for the release.
Yeah, you know, Glenn, that's genuinely disgusting.
Yeah, you're gross. Glenn, you're a father.
Damn, I'm surprised you're a father. People over there push popping your penis while you come. I don't know how you even get the stuff out afterward.
Oh man, shout out to Push Pops. Whatever happened to them? They still around?
Oh, that's right. That was a candy. I was just using a random term.
Oh yeah, right. It was like a ice pop, right? It was like a Flintstones Push Pop in like the ice cream section.
Yeah, no, you push the stick up to the ice cream elevator. Oh yeah, they were good. Yeah. Well, Glenn, I'm sorry that ever happened, you know. And thank you for the knowledge of it too. Because like that's
if that happened, you would be more likely to contract a UTI.
Damn.
Than if it didn't.
I
like
guess
they're
so.
Trying to do the thing like where you open a bottle of champagne and you spray it on everybody, then that's gonna be more likely to cause an infection.
Damn.
And I mean this will really blow your mind. If that blows your mind, Kirk, you could theoretically give yourself a UTI through masturbating.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like let's say I don't know. Let's say you were preparing dinner and you had some chicken and it was awesome and you were preparing it and you didn't clean up afterwards well enough, right? So you put the chicken in the oven. Oh man, it's preheated at 400, but I still got 30 minutes. What am I going to do? Well, you know, I got to try this push pop thing out. If you don't soap up and wash properly, theoretically, that could cause some problems.
That makes sense. No, it does. Damn, get salmonella that way. That'd be wild.
You know what I'm picturing right now? Somebody who...
You already told us what you're picturing, and it was gross. Some hesitant to hear what you're picturing now, Glenn.
To a couple episodes before, and they thought, like, oh, let me check back in, see what the Improvised Wikipedia podcast is up to this week. And they see the episode title is Urinary Tract Infections, and they're like, pretty gross compared to, like, phonographs or whatever, but I'll give it a shot. It's probably not going to get any grosser than that, and then it absolutely does just progressively.
Listen, we're all about men's health over here. We're talking about how men can get UTIs. There's over here dudes making dinner steaks and all that stuff and touching a penis, and then they don't end up wondering why they got a UTI. They end up blaming their partner and accusing them of all these things when really it's just them and their dirty chicken hands. So yeah, no, yeah. I genuinely learned something. I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe someone listening to this somewhere was considering going on a Ferris wheel by themselves and jerking off at the top, and maybe now they're going to...
With a bag of raw chicken.
Yeah, oof. Now they're not going to. So, like, I don't know. I feel like this is, it's no judgment. No. This is just learning.
Now, cranberry juice doesn't really help.
Really? Because I've heard that's...
There's a chemical in the cranberry juice that if you drink, like, if you get
you can't consume enough of it.
Cocktail, like the guy skateboarding to the Fleetwood Mac song, like that's not gonna do anything.
Shout out to Dogface.
If you get that nasty, like pure 100% cranberry juice stuff that tastes horrible, if you drink like two bottles of that, it might help a little.
A little.
I always
gonna want to just get antibiotics.
Yeah, you're going to want to just suck it up and go to the doctor. Those and be like,
right up.
Yeah. What if you're a holistic person? What if you're holistic?
No, crystals ain't going to do shit.
Yeah, honestly, if you shove crystals up there, only going to make it worse.
Yeah, that's going to, like a little wine stopper, that's not going to do
it. Damn, I'll consider it. I don't know how factual, but I'll consider it. I'm very... very, very diligent with avoiding UTIs. That's why I always.
It doesn't sound like you are.
I am always, maybe not preventing them, but at least identifying them. And then if that happens, you know, listen, I live a wild life. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
I've always said that about you.
While we're on it, because I live a very tame life, like, what are some examples of your wild lifestyle?
Honestly, John, I can't be saying that on the internet like that.
Oh, this is going, okay.
This, no, I don't live that wild. I did buy this painting for $20 at a yard sale this weekend. And the back of it says it's for $499. I don't know if that's true or not, but yeah, it's dope. That was pretty wild. I got a black light and my small light over there.
There's signature on that boy, that bad boy?
The in the back of it. Yeah, I could check it. I could check its authenticity, but
you
I want
to do it right now.
Not now, no, but
I'm not saying it's like an original piece, but the style looks familiar. I was trying to think of whose it was.
The coloring looks very I was gonna say it looks a little bit like Keith Haring in terms of color, not actual like content. But cool. I just want smart.
Yeah. I mean, just after you're done looking for that signature, again, just wash your hands.
I'll try, man. Do you think the UTIs have lessened now that we're in a pandemic and people are washing their hands a little bit more?
Yeah, I do think that.
Okay. I thought I had a UTI last week.
You still can. Like, that's not the only way to get them.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, so, if you ever had this issue, like, you know, say you're in a public bathroom or even your own bathroom, apparently, because, you know, germs are everywhere. You're in your bathroom, you're, you know, maybe taking a number two or whatever, and you have your long penis and it hits like the toilet seat. Can you get a UTI that way?
Ooh. I mean, theoretically, if it was a gnarly toilet seat, sure.
I feel like, yeah, maybe.
What can't you do to not get a UTI, man?
Nothing. This is wild. You're going to get them. You're getting one right now.
Yeah, maybe. Just like how Glenn is dying slowly from within his ear. ultimately, Kirk,
germs get on there, and then they crawl up your hole, and then that's what happens.
So I went on a jog before this. Shout out to me for my exercise. Went on a jog, and I didn't take a shower afterwards. Am I getting germs in my penis and get a UTI?
I mean, maybe, but I'm actually more concerned about the self-shout-out you just did.
Your shout?
I'm here
for that. I liked it a lot.
Shout out to Kirk, shout out from before.
Yeah. Shout out to KG Records over here, man. Yeah.
I just don't know. Like, I really want to do that, but I don't think I can pull it off. It feels like
it's
an advantage.
Empowerment. It's an empowerment sort of thing. You know, you're feeling good about yourself. You're feeling good about the world you're in, people you're surrounding yourself with. Yeah, shout out to the world real quick. Like, you know, you just got to do that sometimes. But, you know, it wasn't always this way. Perhaps the UTI is what made me this way. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, we've done not a great job of actually trying to write a Wikipedia nothing. Page.
I genuinely have learned things. I have genuinely learned things this evening, so I appreciate it.
But let's just try to tackle opening paragraph of the Wikipedia page. What is a urinary tract infection?
It's when there's an infection in your urinary tract, which is from your bladder through your urethra to your pee hole, wherever the end of that tract may be.
In between the prostate?
No. I mean, probably not.
Prostate, like, it rests, like, right below the bladder.
The prostate, it's in there. And as you get older, it just kind of gets bigger. And then it starts to press on other organs in the area, including, like, your bladder and your urethra. Get your shit checked out.
Common causes of UTIs.
Sexing with dirty hands.
So bacteria, toilet seats, if you a fly dude, exercise, again,
shoving crystals up there.
Yeah, if you're holistic, you may catch a UTI. Pretty much anything, I guess, you accidentally rub your penis against. Going to the bathroom without latex clothes.
Peeing.
Yeah.
Because as the bacteria gets in there and it, like, climbs up. I'm doing a little finger walk, a pretty good little finger walk on the video, and it just climbs up there. So if you pee, just blast it all out. So, like, go pee after any of those things we said.
So if you have unprotected sex on a Ferris wheel, just pee
outside. That's in the parking lot of a Ross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could still, like, walk away with some other stuff. Mm-hmm. But just pee after, it'll blast all the UTI bacteria out of there.
Hey everyone, it's John from the Improvised Wikipedia.
Also me.
It's us from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast here to pay the bills. Remember, if you want an ad on this highly acclaimed podcast, all you got to do is give us $8. $8 is the going rate for an amazing ad like this one from this week's sponsor.
Yep.
Glenn, you have the copy in front of you.
Oh, I thought you did. The way you said it, I thought you were just taking, like, a dramatic pause.
Oh, no, but it's weird that you bring that up. Dramatic Pauses is this week's sponsor.
That's right, John. Do you need to make a point? Are you not that good at acting? Just throw some dramatic pauses in there.
Are you waiting to find out?
And it sounds great.
You're the father?
Ooh. No, I'm pretty sure.
Dramatic pause. Yeah.
Dramatic.
Well, yeah.
Do you have a violin and you're not really sure what to do with it now that you only got it to do one pretty specific bit in your onstage comedy act and that's not a thing anymore? So you just kind of walk around your house trying to fill like dramatic moments with like stings. Dramatic pause.
Wait, are you really doing that right now?
Yeah.
I thought you were doing better than that.
No, like, you know the thing where, like, in movies when there's, like, a dramatic thing happens, it goes dun, dun, dun.
No, I understand. Yeah, I get the bit.
Lately.
No, I get the
just
bit.
Around
but,
my
like,
house.
I don't, you're my friend, and I'm worried that that's a thing that you're doing right now.
It's fun. No, it's great. My daughter hates it.
No.
Because she doesn't understand. Like, she has right. No point of reference for that.
Right. Well, even if you do have a point of reference for it, like, at a certain point, it's not.
Yeah, no, like, the 50th time your dad comes up to you and tells you a fake dramatic thing and then plays the violin bad at you. Like, yeah.
Don't you think that'd be better with the dramatic?
Pause.
I mean, yeah, you coward. I was still going. But, yeah.
I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle the tension. It's too dramatic.
Well, if you want a dramatic pause, go ahead and use Improv Wiki Pod as the promo code at checkout, and you will save 10%. All right, we're back. We are back. We did it. We got through another ad. And I have up in front of me the Wikipedia page for urinary tract infection. Here we go.
I feel like it's got to be a beefy page. A real thick tome of medical terms and links and probably a diagram or two.
Yeah. So I scrolled. It's a pretty decent sized page. At the bottom of it, though, the penultimate category heading is history. And I cannot wait to read about the history of UTIs.
Ooh.
All right. Here we go. Opening paragraph.
Invented by Doug Udy in 1828.
A urinary tract infection, or UTI, is an infection that affects part of the urinary tract.
Literally almost exactly what I said it was.
When it affects the lower urinary tract, it is known as a bladder infection. Uh-huh. And when it affects the upper urinary tract, it is known as a kidney infection.
Ooh. I didn't even think about getting kidneys in there.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I had strep throat real bad a lot when I was 7. And it got real bad and I got strep throat in my kidneys. They're like, you shouldn't have it there, bud. And it was bad.
Damn.
Wait, is that a real story?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. My kidneys are jacked up.
Wow.
Can you get like UTIs like in your teeth?
Maybe.
I have a toothache.
It's all
right kind of
connected, so I feel like it wouldn't be a UTI, but like if you have it. And because your kidneys,
well, strep throat in your kidney, that wouldn't be strep throat though.
No,
he's got that probably. Kidney strep.
Got that.
Yeah.
Kidney strep.
Yeah.
Strep.
You get those little white spots, but it's on your kidneys, and like, ah, oh, kid, you gotta stay home for school for most of this. I hope you like Dark Shadows reruns on the Sci-Fi Channel because that's the next 3 weeks of your life, buddy.
Sounds kind of nice.
Yeah. No, it was pretty chill.
Yeah. It sounds like March actually.
My mom's friend would buy me comic books because she felt bad for me.
Nice.
Loaded up on Spider-Man.
Symptoms from a lower urinary tract infection include pain with urination, frequent urination, and feeling the need to urinate despite having an empty bladder. Symptoms of a kidney infection include fever and flank pain, usually in addition to the symptoms of a lower UTI. Rarely, the urine may appear bloody. In the very old and very young, symptoms may be vague and nonspecific. End of opening paragraph.
The symptoms, they don't mention feeling horny at all? Like, if you're horny, you kind of worry, like, oh, is this because of the UTI?
I feel like it's probably less.
Yeah, no, I think you're just horny.
I thought I had a UTI. I was feeling pretty. I was getting up there. I was like, this is nice.
I feel like I wouldn't.
I think maybe you were just desperate for a sensation.
I don't know, man. I think we're just built different.
You're a tingly guy, Kirk. That's what I'm learning.
I was feeling nice right there.
So the most common cause of infection is Escherichia coli. Hey, though other bacteria or fungi may sometimes be the cause. Risk factors include female anatomy. Ooh, that just sucks. There's got to be a better way to say that. Wow.
It sucks how many sentences that Wikipedia page could appear on.
Ooh. Risk factors include female anatomy, sexual intercourse, diabetes, obesity, and family history. Although sexual intercourse is a risk factor, UTIs are not classified as an STD.
Does it say anything about the thumb over the hose thing? Is that the diagram?
No. I mean, like,
we're editing this.
You gotta give me the name of that maneuver, and I'll search for it, Glenn.
I mean, the thumb over the hose, I think.
I think the wine stopper, like you said earlier, is not.
No, that's different. That's when you put something in there.
Ew. Yeah. I'm out of here. Get out.
All right. So this is a very long page. I'm not going to read it because Glenn's already laughing.
I've cried laughs at my own stuff so much already. I don't have any more juices to come out of my face.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so uropathic genetic E. coli from the gut is the cause of 80 to 85% of community-acquired urinary tract infections. Staphylococcus
It's just butt intake. Like, if you get something in your butt, you're going to get some perhaps bit of bacteria in there.
You gotta think. You gotta air it out.
Because if you could pee a UTI out, what
you can't
do?
Pee it out entirely. You can't pee it out. Prevent.
I took a note. You stated for a fact that I could pee out a UTI.
If you have one already, you can't. If you do the elaborate Ferris wheel outside of Ross parking lot, raw chicken maneuver, and pee after, you're less likely to get a UTI.
Right. Bro, while you guys are doing the ad, I went for like 5 different pees thinking I got rid of this UTI, but all right, I'll keep it on my
mind. Frequent urination is one of the symptoms.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Honestly,
you can't and done it once it's all up there.
Yeah. Eat some moldy bread. That'll be better.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you, baby Sinclair.
Oh, damn. Boy. All right. So I feel like, Kirk, I need to read this section for you just so you have the information. Intercourse.
I think Kirk knows all about that.
In young, sexually attractive women, sexual activity is the cause of 75 to 90% of bladder infections, with the risk of infection related to the frequency of sex.
Does that say sexually attractive or active?
You're sexually attractive.
You know what? You're right. I should have said active. I misread that, and hilarious results.
It was, honestly, it's Wikipedia, so it was a real coin flip as to whether you read the word wrong or if the wrong word was on there.
It's true. The term honeymoon cystitis, I don't know. Fucking hell.
Give it a shot. Come on. I did Uncle Deadly
cystitis.
Before.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Condom use. Hey!
That sounded like more like a Mighty Boosh character than Uncle Deadly.
Spermicide use, independent of sexual frequency, increases the risk of UTIs.
Why would you use it then?
I don't know. Diaphragm use is also associated. Condom use without spermicide or use of birth control pills does not increase the risk of uncomplicated urinary tract infection.
What's it doing on the page?
I have no idea.
Very confusing couple of sentences. Now I'm right there with Kirk. I no longer have any idea what does and does not cause a UTI.
Damn.
Thanks a lot.
Let's go down to the history. It's the last thing that I want to read.
Did it really
say
using spermicide not for sex causes a UTI?
Basically, yeah.
Like, you use it for Visine.
Who's doing that research? What's the other use?
Scoville's doing it. He's squirting in people's mouths. Just spraying it in people's mouths. Does this make you feel better after eating that jalapeno?
Eat this pepper, you horny bitch.
Without spermicide, does it specify what kind of sex? Like, if you don't use spermicide in a particular type of sex, does it just say, like...
No, it's all said, man.
No, but it said using spermicide when you're not having sex can cause it. Mm-hmm. If I understood what John said.
If you're not having sex,
what are you doing with spermicide?
Ultrasound could be a form of masturbation. Like if you're using sex toys.
Just like a dry run?
Maybe. Or maybe there's weird men out there who are climaxing and making sure that their sperm doesn't get used to make babies somewhere they don't want it to be.
They don't want any going rogue.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're doing it just to kill like that.
Yeah, maybe.
They just like watching the light go out.
Real weird. Just anyways.
What if all they're right, just running low on hand sanitizer? Could be for use for that.
Urinary tract infections have been described since ancient times, with the first documented description in the Ebers Papyrus, dated to 1550 BC. It was described by the Egyptians as, quote, sending forth heat from the bladder.
Does it say how they cured it? Because I would love to guess.
Effective treatment did not...
mummy wrappings.
Uh-huh.
You got to chew up a dog's ear.
Uh-huh.
And then just dump wax on it.
Yeah, no. So remember, earliest description from the Egyptians, 1550 BC.
Yeah, they had all those things.
Effective treatment did not occur until the development and availability of antibiotics in the 1930s.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. How long like Frasier was on the air, and you're like, man, hell of a run. It's like that, but
yeah, no, UTI has had a hell of a run. And here we go. Before which time, herbs bloodletting? Before 1930, herbs. Bloodletting and rest were recommended.
They do that shit for everything.
What was it called? Bloodletting?
Bloodletting. Yeah. That's when they're like, mm-hmm. Hey, man.
Your blood is
You've is got garbage. Quite a bit of blood in there. We're going to need to get some of that out of you. And it's mostly because they had no idea what they were doing. They're like,
they thought they were getting the disease out.
We have to do something.
It's where I think leeches as a medicinal thing, you know, was kind of suck out that bad blood.
Gross. Like putting leeches on there to suck out blood is gross. But if the other option is this fucking maniac who doesn't know what he's doing is going to stab you, get some of the blood. Yeah, give me the water bugs.
Yeah. So that's it. That's the robust page. So Kirk, as the person who brought this subject to our attention and as our esteemed guest, it's up to you. Do you think we did better than Wikipedia, or do you think it was like a tie, or do you think Wikipedia did better?
Unequivocally, I would say we did better. Nice. The Wikipedia page, you know, it sounds like it was stacked and, you know, had some odd wording on there that I didn't appreciate. With our discussion, I feel like I actually learned something. I feel like if anyone's listening to this, they learned something. And overall, you know, it was a sexy conversation, so that's nice.
I was really expecting Wikipedia to blow us out of the water on this one because you got to think there's like med students who know what they're talking about. But
no, it was a real wine stop of a page.
I was so confused every step of the way when you were reading anything from that page that like it's that thing from Billy Madison where I feel like dumber for having heard it. Because now if you're like, Glenn, what causes UTI? I don't know anymore, man. Spermicide when you're not having sex causes it. Spermicide when you are having sex doesn't cause it, except for sometimes it does, because gut bacteria is going to get in there. So how's it get there? Butt stuff. But like other ways, maybe, I don't know. Do you have to be on a Ferris wheel? No, but it probably helps.
Yeah, I once almost got a UTI from what I thought was just brushing my teeth. So you got to be real careful out there. I don't know if you want to add that to the Wikipedia page or not, but yeah, check your teeth.
Well, we do end every episode by, we don't do it. We also don't suggest that our listeners, we don't definitely tell our listeners that they should 100% do this. But hypothetically, if someone were to add a fake fact to the Wikipedia page, what would that fake fact be?
Of the UTI one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you stumbled on it with this toothbrushing thing.
Yeah, no, that's definitely one. I want to say one that they could add, and I don't even know if this is fake. It's not confirmed, so I won't say it's not or not. But if you're a dad, you can't get a UTI. Dads don't get UTIs.
I haven't had one in 7 years, at least. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever had one, but pretty confident.
That's a good one. I have another one to offer up. I feel like we should also update in like the symptoms section. We should say that the discomfort for the average UTI registers at 5,000 Scoville units.
That sounds accurate.
I think we could get that one in there. Because like that's a thing where they're like, well, that sounds sciencey. I probably don't need to check that. We can probably slip that one in. And also, that's the number of Scoville units to get you horny, baby.